When moviegoers leave the theater after taking in the latest chapter in the Star Wars story, will it translate into a new or renewed interest in the exploration of the universe and all things space? The answer to that question is a definite yes, according to Dr. John Delano, a distinguished teaching professor emeritus of atmospheric and environmental sciences at the University at Albany, who has worked on NASA-funded projects, including the chemical analysis of samples brought back from the moon. Dr. John Delano is a distinguished teaching professor emeritus of atmospheric and environmental sciences at the University at Albany.
The idea of exploration, struggle, survival, heroism, challenge, strangeness, and so forth are pretty deep-seated in the American and pretty much the human psyche. And that's something that NASA has done all along, and Star Wars will reignite that.
It's called science fiction, but how much of Star Wars, how much of Star Trek truly is science fiction? How much of it is science fact, the physics, the chemistry, the biology?
You know, the people who construct these movies have a certain amount of free license, as you'd expect, but they also have some really good science advisors. So it does contain elements of realism and plausible extrapolations of physics and chemistry and biology as we can imagine them far into the future.
Now, when it comes to Star Wars or Star Trek, we're led to believe that just about any planet is habitable. When Earthlings go to these planets, the air is breathable, the atmosphere is fine. Obviously, that's not the case. The universe is really a very dangerous and uninhabitable place.
It certainly has aspects of that. You're absolutely right. Over 4,000 planets have currently been documented orbiting other stars so far. 4,000, and that's going up by thousands in the coming years. And most are not habitable by life as we know it. So it's a convenience of movies to suggest that most every place we go is going to be habitable. That's not the case. The universe is wonderfully diverse, and far more diverse, Brian, than our own solar system.
Certainly one of the attractions of science fiction is the belief that there is other life out there. Most science fiction has that element to it, that we've met other people. Maybe they're dark, maybe they're evil, but they're out there. Is that one of the reasons people keep coming back to science fiction? Because there are other forms of life out there, and we found them, and now we're still waiting to find them.
I think the quest for the origin and distribution of life in the galaxy and in the universe is something that is the underpinnings of NASA's astrobiology program. There are scientists now both working on instruments for spacecraft and ground-based instruments to search for life on worlds orbiting other stars, as well as the Curiosity rover on Mars now. That has some instruments that can hint at the possibility of microbial life. Humanity has speculated and wondered about life elsewhere in the universe for thousands of years, all of recorded history. We, you and me and our listeners, will be treated to the technology and that will lead to the answers to some of those most profound questions, probably within the next 10 years, maybe could come tomorrow. I mean, there were some very ambitious, smart people working on this.
We always hear that expression, life as we know it. But does that mean perhaps it's out there and we haven't recognized it yet because we're looking for a certain type of life?
There's always that possibility, and you know, the scientists are keenly aware of being Earth chauvinists, as Carl Sagan would put it. Carbon, however, is one of the most abundant elements in the universe. We are, of course, have a lot of carbon in us. It need not be DNA based. It could have another kind of carbon molecule that would carry the information that life needs. So we're not restricted to thinking that life elsewhere would be DNA, but we probably are, I think we're on pretty good grounds to imagine that it's probably carbon-based.
We've been to the moon, and it seems now the next goal to put human footprints is Mars. How far away are we from landing on Mars and perhaps colonizing the red planet?
The current speculation suggests that we will have the wherewithal to go to Mars with crews, perhaps to land on one of its moons first, 2025, 2030. Maybe that would be the time frame. However, that could change. That could change quickly. And that is, if Mars were found to have convincing evidence that life exists there now, some kind of microbial life exists there now, that could excite Congress and the world to invest for a quicker trip.